100 days of courageous resistance of the Ukrainian people to Russia's full-scale invasion have clearly shown that this war will end with Russia's defeat. This is underscored in a statement by the Ukrainian delegation to the UN, delivered at the open debate of the Security Council by Serhiy Dvornik, advisor to the permanent mission of Ukraine. In particular, he noted that our state supported the idea of creating a special tribunal to punish the crime of aggression against Ukraine. Such a tribunal for Putin, Shoigu, Gerasimov, Lavrov and other Russian war criminals will be the final accord of the war. After 100 days of courageous resistance of the Ukrainian armed forces and the entire Ukrainian nation, it is clear that this unprovoked and unjustified war of aggression will end with Russia's defeat. Defeat that will be a victory for the entire civilized world, the diplomat stressed. He also informed that 1,200 bodies of killed civilians had been found in Kyiv region alone after the retreat of the Russian occupiers. According to him, the number of civilian casualties in Mariupol can be counted only after the de-occupation of the city, but it is already clear that tens of thousands of people have been killed. According to Dvornik, the invaders commit about 200 to 300 war crimes in Ukraine every day, and their total number exceeds 15,000 since the beginning of the invasion. Ukraine calls on all partners to join the efforts to ensure justice within the framework of the Joint Investigative Team for Russia's War Crimes, in which Eurojust and ICC Office of the Prosecutor also participate. Bohdan Marushiak,